Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 24th of October 1971. The title is The Method to Take You Beyond with a Glance. The Method to Take You Beyond with a Glance. Do you continue to move along while stabilizing yourself in your original form? Your original home, your original religion, your elevated action, and your elevated stage? At the present time, only with your original stage will you be able to overcome all situations, that is, will you be able to pass with honor? If you just remember the one word, self, you will automatically remember your original form, your original religion, and your original land. So, can you not remember the one word, self? All souls need to stabilize themselves in their original form and original religion and become the residents of their original land. So, in whatever task you are an instrument or for whatever task you have incarnated, if you know your task and your own self, is it possible to forget it? In today's world, would people forget their task whilst engaged in their profession? Does a doctor forget his work as a doctor whilst carrying out his activities? That is, whilst eating, drinking, and doing many other things. It is the duty of you Brahmins, whose birth and action it is, to stabilize all souls in their original form and original religion, to stabilize others in their original form. So, can the Brahmins, the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, forget their own duty? Secondly, when something constantly stays in front of you, can you forget that? What is it that is extremely close to you and is constantly with you? What stays extremely close and is constantly with the soul? The body. Because it is constantly with the soul, it is remembered constantly, is it not? Even whilst trying to forget it, you cannot. In the same way, who stays extremely close and constantly with you? Bab Dada is constantly with you and in front of you. If the body that stays with you is never forgotten, why do you forget Baba who is so close to you? At the present time, what do you complain about? That you forget to remember Baba. You cannot forget the body and bodily relations that have been with you for so many births. So why should you forget the one from whom you receive all attainment and who is constantly with you? Should you remember the one who uplifts you or the one who makes you fall? If you remember someone who made you stumble, even by mistake, you would remove that one from your mind, would you not? So, why do you forget the one who uplifts you? When Brahmins stabilize themselves in their original stage, in the elevated awareness of the self, they can also enable others to stabilize themselves. Together with the Father, all of you are now instruments in this task. What desire and hope has each soul had over a long period of time? They have had the desire for a long time to go to the land of Nirvana, the land of liberation. You Brahmins are the instruments to fulfill the long-time desires of all those souls. Until you create such a stage, how will you be able to fulfill this task? If you don't fulfill your desire to attain mukti and jivan mukti at this time, how will you enable others' desires to be fulfilled? What is the real experience that in the land of mukti or the land of jivan mukti? Whilst in mukti, you will be beyond experiencing anything. And whilst in jivan mukti, how can you truly experience jivan mukti since you are ignorant of what a life of bondage is? However, you can experience the inheritance of mukti and jivan mukti that can be claimed from the Father at this time. You can know the stage of nirvana or the stage of liberation at this time. So, you have to experience mukti and jivan mukti now. Only when you yourselves have experienced mukti and jivan mukti will you be able to give other souls the pass to go to their home, their kingdom, that is, to go through the gates of heaven. Until you Brahmins give other souls the pass to go through the gates, they will not be able to go through them. There will be a long queue of those who want to claim the pass to go through the gates of mukti and jivan mukti. If you take long in giving them a pass, the time will be too late. Therefore, by constantly stabilizing yourself in your original form and original religion, and by considering yourself to be a resident of the original land, you will be able to take any soul beyond in 1 second with 1 second's drishti. With your benevolent attitude, you will be able to give every soul a gate pass by giving them awareness. Desperate souls will come to you, elevated souls, to ask for the donation of their hopes of many births to be fulfilled in 1 second. Have you accumulated so much of all the powers that whilst being a master almighty authority, you can enable those souls to attain success through the method of 1 second? Since science is day by day becoming victorious over the power of creation, that is, over the time, and is attaining success in every task in a very short time, so that as soon as you switch something on, the task is accomplished, then can you, the master creators, with the power of your own silence and all powers, not enable others to attain success in 1 second? So now, there is a need for this elevated service. Become such servers and godly helpers. The godly intoxication in the eyes should be helping God, because souls are now tired from having to make many types of spiritual endeavors over many births. They now wish to attain success and not to make effort. Success means salvation. Who except you elevated souls can quench the thirst of the thirsty and tired souls? Who will enable them to attain success? Will any other souls apart from you be able to do this? Can you remember your elevated task which you have carried out many times? The more elevated you make your stage, the more you will hear the sound of souls calling out and the sound of people invoking the goddesses, and you will see the faces of souls who are totally lost and tired. You saw the example of experience of Sakar Baba at the beginning of the establishment. Did Baba ever stop in anything except just to serve souls everywhere? Did Baba see anything but service? In the same way, become so totally absorbed in enabling souls to attain success that you will then be saved from wasting your time and your accumulated energy over trivial matters, and you will then be able to accumulate. When you are able to serve the souls of the unlimited with your powerful attitude in 1 second, why do you waste time in the little limited things? Remain in the unlimited, and then the limited things will automatically be finished. All of you waste time in limited matters, and you wish then to stabilize yourself in the unlimited. However, that time has now gone. Now, constantly remain engaged in unlimited service, and the limited things will automatically finish. It is just as when you tell all the other souls that to waste their time in doing bhakti is like the waste of time in playing with the dolls, because the time of bhakti is now finishing. You tell others this, do you not? So, why do you waste your time in the trivial, limited things which are just like a game of dolls? This is also a game of dolls in which there is no attainment. It is a waste of time and waste of energy. So Baba also says, now this game of dolls is about to finish. For instance, if a new fashion has started and someone continues with the old fashion, what would you call that? So, to waste your time over trivial matters is old-fashioned. You must not do that anymore. You tell others to handle situations according to the present time, not according to the past. You say, so-and-so handles things in an old-fashioned way, or so-and-so handles things according to the present time. When handling yourself, it should not be old-fashioned. Just as you do not like to handle others in an old-fashioned way, why do you then continue to handle yourself in an old-fashioned way even now? Now, celebrate the day of transformation. The party of those who have a planning intellect has come today. So the party from Gujarat, that is, the planning party, is now being given a new name. Just as the government celebrates special days, in the same way as you have come here, celebrate the day of transforming the effort of handling yourself in the old way. However, it should not be of the limited, but it should be of the unlimited. You have come to Madhuban, the land of the sacrificial four. There is a four in the yajna. When anything is put into a fire, it molds very quickly so that you can make the form of something into whatever you choose. You have come to this yajna, and so, you can very easily make yourself into whatever you choose. Acha. Om Shanti.